The Knox Orthopedics Postgame Show rolls on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, where Mountain Home has lost their season opener 49-39 at the hands of Nettleton. Let's get our player of the game brought to you by Brad's Home Entertainment. See the complete line of Traeger wood fire pellet grills exclusively at Brad's Home Entertainment. We'll get final stats here in just a little bit, but it's pretty easy. A four-touchdown night for the sophomore, Jacob Chenoweth. He played very well.
Absolutely. You know, we got to see him, like I said, just a little bit of last season, and he came in and he's just progressed so much as a running back to earn that number one back spot, and it was obvious tonight why. He just hits that line so hard and drives his feet, and man, he's just going to continue to get better all season, so I'm excited to see this young man continue to do great things throughout the season.
Our impact player of the game brought to you by Southern Breeze Realty. Whether you're buying or selling, reach out to Kim Conan and the team at Southern Breeze Real Estate to help you with all of your real estate needs. And I'll tell you what, this is going to go to another sophomore, Tony Fox. He had some outstanding kickoff returns tonight.
Yes, he did, Brad. I mean, the field position that he was allowing the offense to have, I mean, really just gave them opportunity after opportunity. And, you know, he's just so fast and quick, and he really, really is going to be – he's going to win us ball games this year if he continues to do that.
And let's go ahead and get our Dirty Jersey Award brought to you by Coleman Family Dentistry, your family-friendly dental center. Let your smile change the world. We're going to go with that offensive line tonight. We had Sam Morton in there, Josiah Chapa, Kayla Perdue, Daniel Jones, Brody Goodson. Good to see him back out there. Elijah Legg. They played well, the offensive line.
Yeah, the biggins did good tonight. You anchored over there on the right tackle side by Elijah Legg. Seen him get a few pancakes tonight. Did a great job on some pulling. I'm just ever across the board. You just got to be whenever we see other teams warm up, it's almost misleading. We're just a little bit smaller, and you're just thinking, man, we're going to get beat up front. And, man, these guys just fought all night long, and hats off to them. As they continue to build and get better this season, we're just going to be great, and I'm excited about that.
Let's go ahead and name our drive of the game as well. The drive of the game brought to you by United Country Realty. Serving the Ozarks, their team includes agents located all across Arkansas and Missouri. Give United Country Realty a call today. We're going to go with that final touchdown drive. Boy, it was a nice one. The Bombers put five first downs on the drive. They start at their own 34. They get the touchdown pass to Milburn to cap that drive. And got him within 10, got him within striking distance.
They did. We got so close. And if you remember back, I mean, you said it was 41-14 at one point.
Yes.
It would have been real easy to get down and give up at that point, but our guys didn't. They fought all the way through down to the wire, and just hats off on their effort tonight. Nothing to hang your hat about, and build off that and build and have a great season ahead of it.
We'll take a break, come back, and get some final stats for you here in just a little bit. 49-39, our final score. Nettleton defeats Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office provided in the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
A basket of food in a pantry, backpack over a shoulder of a young student, and a cooling fan on a hot summer's day. the things that bring so much joy when you have such little. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins, reminding you the Salvation Army of Mountain Home provides assistance like this to families in need on a daily basis. Your donation as well as purchasing with Salvation Army makes all of this possible. Thank you for being a part of this change.
Farewell complications, later stress, goodbye business hours. Want a new level of banking convenience? Say hello to the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. With Arvest Go, you can deposit checks, pay bills, log lost or stolen debit cards. You can even pay people directly with just a tap. Arvest Go lets you bank virtually anytime, anywhere, and it's only from Arvest Bank. Goodbye limits, hello possibilities. Arvest Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What is an absolute must for every home seller? Hi, I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm John Schaub. In this market, your home has to have a fabulous online presence.
Professional photos and videos are a must.
The Ozarks team has a professional real estate photographer on staff.
Call the Ozarks team. Find us at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemack Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
We continue with the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
49-39, our final score as Nettleton defeats Mountain Home this evening. Let's get our final game stats, courtesy of the Baxter Bulletin, brought to you by FNBC, where your small business is their main business. Call them to connect with one of their commercial lenders. I tell you what, the final stats aren't too awful different, Tobias. Mountain Home winds up with 409 yards, Nettleton with 498. On the ground for Mountain Home, 256 yards. Chenoweth with 30 carries, 147 yards. Barnett, 16 carries for 108. Passing for Mountain Home, Barnett, 15 of 36, 153 yards, a touchdown, a couple of interceptions. One of those was a pass that should have been caught by the receiver and went off his hands. For Nettleton, they have 223 yards on the ground. Pope leads the way with 21 carries for 112. Smith, 12 carries, 92 yards. And Hampton, 10 of 14 for 275 yards through the air on the night. So 409 yards out of your offense, and obviously a lot to build on there.
Absolutely. I mean, it was way closer than I thought it was going to be, you know, especially at halftime when with the deficit. And yeah, I mean, they fought back. I think there is a lot to build on. I think they've got some work to do. I bet you it's not going to be an easy week to be a Bomber. No. But I expect them to be ready for Harrison next week.
Harrison defeats Springdale tonight, so they're 1-0 on the season. And really, a lot of folks not sure what to think about Springdale, but they were thinking they were going to be improved this year. Another coaching change over there, so we'll see what happens next week. Anytime Mount Home and Harrison play, anything and everything happens, doesn't it?
If you can't get up for your rivalry, you know, what are you going to get up for? I mean, it's going to be a good game regardless. It always is. And, you know, hopefully the Mountain Home will put things together and kind of take a look and build off tonight and go into Harrison and get a big W.
Well, a tough one tonight, 49-39. The final score is Nettleton gets the win. And we'll have the Harrison game, of course, coming up next week. Masco check scores for us around the state coming up here in just a little bit. It was a good one tonight.
It was, appreciate Brad. It. Great to be back in the box with you.
All right. For Tobias Pugsley and for Matt Sharp at the station, he has our scores coming up. I'm Brad Hallworth saying so long from Bomber Stadium.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
At FMBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office located at 102 Highway 62 East to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Mountain Home Education Foundation Executive Director Jennifer Crawford speaks about the foundation's purpose and how they meet the needs of students.
We're a 501c3 organization. Our mission is to support Mountain Home Public Schools students and their learning, and we do that through student scholarships and also through teaching grant opportunities. So we have two main scholarship opportunities for students, the Mountain Home Promise and traditional scholarships. Those are often our endowed scholarships or memorial scholarships.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
We welcome you back to the Knox Orthopedics postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 following tonight's 49-39 loss by Mountain Home to Nettleton this evening to open up the 2022 football season. We are going to look over some of the other scores in just a moment, and also do want to remind you to stay tuned after the after we get off the air here. We'll take you to Little Rock for the Simmons Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show this evening from 10 to midnight. Rex Nelson and Nate Olson will have all the scores from around the state. Before we get to some of the other football scores, let you know over on KTLO AM, they've completed 7.5 innings. Right now, the Atlanta Braves are up on the St. Louis Cardinals 8-1. Again, that game right now on KTLO AM 1240. And taking a look at what else has been going on tonight in the 6A West, Greenbrier fell to Farmington by a score of 49-20. Russellville ended up losing to Morrilton by a final score of 13-7. Also, Pulaski Academy at home tonight against Joe T. Robinson. See if we've got an update on that game this evening. It looks like that game might still be in progress. It is fourth quarter. It is PA up on the Senators, 55-27. The Bruins ranked sixth in the state overall, number one in Class 6A. Robinson, number two in Class 5A. Little Rock Christian, who's number four in Class 6A, defeated Little Rock Central tonight by a score of 41-6. It was Salem Springs getting edged out by Heritage 16-14 tonight in Rogers. Greenwood, who is ranked number seven overall, number two in Class 6A, playing in Oklahoma tonight against Stillwater, and I think that game may have gone final. Let's see, we do have it, and Greenwood ended up losing to Stillwater 41-27. Lake Hamilton, who's ranked number five in Class 6A, playing against Lakeside tonight down in Hot Springs, and let's see, that game has gone final. Lake Hamilton gets the win over the Rams 47-20. On the local level, we have yet to see a score update on the game between Yellville Summit and Baptist Prep. We have not seen an update on the game between Salem and Earl. Melbourne ended up getting the victory tonight, 34-14,
over Ball Knob, and Harrison defeated Springdale 24-14. Couple of eight-man games tonight in the area. Haven't seen any updates on them. One was between Izard County and Mountain View. That game, we might have an update on that game. Let's see if we can get it. That game may have gone final. It has. Mountain View defeated Izard County tonight 46-20. Yellow Jackets came to this game ranked third in classes 4A and 3A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Marshall at home tonight against Rector. Have not seen an update on that one. The Rector Cougars currently ranked third in classes 2A and 1A. Also among area schools up in Missouri, West Plains defeated Bolivar tonight by a score of 16-7. Hollister at home tonight against Cassville. Let's see if we've got an update on that game. We do. Hollister ended up losing 35-26. Forsyth made the trip to El Dorado Springs. And let's see if we have an update. We do have an update. Forsyth gets the victory. Good win for the Panthers, 37-24 tonight. Branson playing at Joplin this evening, and the Pirates fell hard to Joplin at 34-3. And also this evening, Ava defeated Buffalo 36-13. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, North Little Rock, who is ranked third overall and in Class 7A as well, playing at Little Rock Catholic this evening. And let's see, I don't know if that game... Don't guess that game has gone final yet. Have not seen an update on that. Have not seen an update at all on that game this evening. Bentonville, who is ranked number 4 overall and in Class 7A, playing at home tonight against Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And let's see if we got an update on that game. At the moment, we do not. So we'll see if we can find an update maybe later and after our next break. Also this evening, Fayetteville, who is ranked number 5 overall and in Class 7A, playing at number 8 Cabot this evening. That game may have gone final. Let's see if we've got a score on that game this evening. We do, and it was Cabot getting the victory 31-28 over the Purple Dogs this evening. And at number 9, Bentonville West, playing at home tonight against Tulsa, Washington from Oklahoma. And we have not seen an update on that game very recently. We'll see if we can get an update on that one, too. Also in the top 10, one game scheduled for tomorrow. It is the Salt Bowl at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock. Bryant, who is number 1 overall and in Class 7A, taking on Benton, who is ranked 10th overall and number 3 in Class 6A. We're going to take one more break, come back and check the rest of the scores, and then put a wrap on tonight's broadcast. Again, Mountain Home falls to Nettleton tonight by a score of 49-39. You're listening to the Knox Orthopedics Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time to buy than now with easy pick payment plans. 12, 14, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, now carrying Garber Blinds. Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Twin Lakes Weather. Hello, this is Sally Gilbert at Farmers and Merchants Chevrolet Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday Coffee Talk at 8 a.m. on Friday, September 2nd. Come to our location next to Hickory Park for coffee, pastries, and a great visit with community leaders, friends, and neighbors. Our first special guest is Mountain Home Bomber head football coach Steve Erie, who will talk about the big game against Harrison and the season ahead. See you Friday morning, September 2nd for Farmers and Merchants Bank First Friday Coffee Talk. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome you back to the Knoxville Orthopedics Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. A couple of scores I wasn't able to find earlier in the overall top 10, but I was able to find them during the break. Bentonville, who's number 4 overall and in Class 7A, ended up beating Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 56-46. And number 9, Bentonville West, defeated Tulsa, Washington, also from Oklahoma, 28-7. We've gone through all the games in the Class 7A and the Class 6A top 5s. In the Class 5A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, one final from Thursday, number 1, Little Rock Parkview, defeated Harbor from Springdale, 48-26. Tonight it was number 4, Camden Fairview, losing to the top-ranked team in Class 4A, Arkadelphia, 41-21. And 5th-ranked Wynn defeated Marion, 21-10. Number 3, Shiloh Christian, is idle this week. In the Class 4A top 5, it was number 2, Warren, losing to 3rd-ranked Stuttgart, 31-28. Originally had that number 4, Ashdown, was idle this week, but apparently they did have a game tonight, and last I saw it was still in progress, I believe. Let's see if I can find that game for you real quick this evening. Now, that game may have gone final this evening, as I think they were playing on the road tonight, if I remember correctly. And let's see what we got here. Nope, they were at home, and they defeated Hamburg tonight by a score of 28-13. And number 5, Ozark, defeated Clarksville this evening by a score of 49-28. In the Class 3A top 5, number 1, Prescott, defeated Bismarck on Tuesday by a score of 47-28. Tonight it was number 2, Boonville, over Dollarway, 36-6 down Pine Bluff. Have not seen a score between number 4, Hoxie and Truman. Number 5, Glen Rose, defeated Crossett by a score of 38-28. Number 3, Charleston, is idle this week. And in the Class 2A top 5, last score we had still in progress, and it was in the third quarter. Number 1, Hazen, was pretty much all over Mariana by a score of 50-0. Tonight it was number 4, Hector, getting blown out by Mark Tree, 54-19. Number 5, Poen, who is tied for the number 5 ranking. Last score we saw, they were down 24-16 to Magnet Cove at halftime. Three other teams were idle this week. Number 2, Des Arc, number 3, Mount Ida, and East Poinsett County, who's tied with Poen for that number 5 ranking. And in the classifications, the ones games that we haven't yet mentioned, classes 4A, 3A, top 3, the top 2 teams were both idle this week, number 1, Fountain Lake, and number 2, Subiaco Academy. Same thing for the top 2 teams in classes 2A, 1A, number 1, Strong, and number 2, Mountain Pine. So again, Mountain Home suffers a 10-point loss this evening to finish their first game of the 2022 campaign, and that will be on the road next week, taking on Harrison over at FS Garrison Stadium. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll be along around 5:30 with Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas High School game day. We'll take a quick break in just a few minutes, and in just a few minutes we'll join In Progress tonight's edition of. Of the Simmons Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show with Rex Nelson and Nate Olson. So I want to thank Brad Haworth and Tobias Pugsley out at the stadium, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at ktlo.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight, the Nettleton Raiders 49 and the Mantua Bombers 39. Good night, everyone.